Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The Fredericksburg Salvation Army, our focus this morning. Captain Stephen Wildish is in this morning. Captain, it's good to have you back this morning. As you and I, when we talk, it means one thing. It means it's getting, the leaves have turned and fall is here and we're getting ready for Christmas.
That's right. Well, thank you, Ted, for having me on the show. And but yes, it's Christmas time, and I mean, it's Christmas time everywhere. It's not even Halloween yet. You see Christmas stuff out in the at your favorite store. But it's also the same thing for the Salvation Army. Matter of fact, we started our Christmas work back in June and July. And but yes, it is right around the corner, and we're excited for it.
Well, it's interesting as we talk about these kind of things this morning. This really is something that you gear up for, and you have to. We were talking, and we've got a video on Facebook this morning talking about one of the main needs we're going to talk about getting warehouse space, but just the number of needs of people in this area is pretty significant, and it continues to grow, unfortunately.
It really is. Yesterday we kind of wrapped up our Angel Tree application process. And we did it for the whole month of October.
Yeah.
The first business day in October, and yesterday was our last day of doing that. And we have 1,500 individuals that we're going to be helping this year. That is more this year from last year. I think last year, roughly about 1,300 individuals. Yeah. This year, it's gone up. And so the need is, you know, a lot more this year. And so for that, we want to meet those needs appropriately. But in order to meet those needs appropriately with the toys and the clothing and the different things that the Salvation Army provides during Christmas time, we need a warehouse and to store all that because we do not have the Salvation Army location, does not have an adequate space for that. So we need a warehouse about 15,000 to 18,000 square foot of space that would be great if someone could donate that to us. If you know somebody or if you're an owner of a warehouse of that size, please contact the Salvation Army here in Fredericksburg and ask for me. My name is Captain Stephen Wildish, and the number is 540-373-3431.
373-3431 is the number. And you need the warehouse for about a month.
We need the warehouse for a month. That's all we need it for. We need it mid-November through mid-December. That's all we need it for. Now, you'll start seeing angels going out on angel trees at a couple of the Giants. It is Eagle Village Giant, also the Courthouse Road Giant, and also the Walmarts, and also the Spotsylvania County Mall. You'll see angels, and they go out November 11th. November 11th, you'll see angels go out in the community, which means we'll be getting gifts shortly after November 11th, and we need a place to store them. So we need a warehouse space from mid-November to mid-December, because around mid-December is when we give the gifts away to the families. So then after the warehouse is empty, we'll be leaving. So we need a warehouse.
For about a month, and we're going to get into about when you see the angels and filling up the warehouse. But really, you need it pretty soon, just because, like you said, things are going to come in, and you're going to need at least a few days to kind of get whatever space you have kind of in order. So as we approach November now, this is something you all really need to hopefully somebody will step forward in the next day or two.
That's right. Absolutely. We really need a warehouse space as soon as possible because there is some planning that goes into it, some logistics that go with that of organizing it and setting the warehouse up just right so you know which gifts go where and, you know, this clothes, toys, and whatnot goes in their appropriate places. But yes, we need a warehouse between 15,000 to 18,000 square foot of space to serve the people in the community of Fredericksburg.
Well, and you think about it, and we all know, and we think there we know and can picture a lot of empty places. So hopefully, someone real soon comes forward and you get something because, boy, it is really an operation. I mean, every year I'm just overwhelmed because you're not only dealing with kids, you also have senior citizens that you also include in that space, and you have a lot of volunteers who are coming in and out, and really it's the holidays are a big time for the Salvation Army. You help a lot of people, but there's a lot of coordination for that to happen.
There is, and like you mentioned, we help children from 12 years of age and younger, and also senior citizens that we are helping. And again, that number is 1,500 individuals that we are helping this Christmas season. And but yes, we do get a lot of volunteers that come, and they love to volunteer to help us, organize the Angel Tree program, and we call the warehouse a toy land because it really is a toy land. There's a lot of clothes and toys and whatnot that is there, and so it's a great sight to see. So we get a lot of volunteers, and I think it's a great way for a great tool for the Salvation Army and the Angel Tree program to bring the community together, mm-hmm. the people of Fredericksburg together, and for Fredericksburg locals helping Fredericksburg locals, and so that's just great.
The people that are involved, they're there and they're working. But the thing that always strikes you is they all are having fun, and it is right. I mean, I think you bring a lot of different churches together, and a lot of different people work together to make Christmas happen in this community.
That's right. From the moment we start the Angel Tree program, when we get into the warehouse, or even the application process of Angel Tree, we have staff members. We also have a lot of volunteers that help with that process, and we are all enjoying that time because we know we are helping the people of this community. And so there's never a dull moment. We're always having a good time and laughing with the individuals who are coming mm-hmm. to apply for the application. We're having a good time and laughing with volunteers. And we do the same thing when we are working, even the days that we are tired. And it's mid-December, and we can see the light at the end of the tunnel. We are still having a good time because we know we are helping the people of this community. And we also know we are doing the work that God has called us to do.
And if you want to get steps in, I can remember last year several times coming, and several of the volunteers would say to me, "I've already got 35,000 steps in." It was early afternoon, and that's how much walking around that they were doing.
That's right. If you track your steps and you have that device that you wear on your wrist or your hip or whatnot, you will get a lot of steps. And so you'll get a lot of steps to keep yourself healthy, but also you'll help the people of this community.
Do you still need volunteers for a Toyland?
We need volunteers for Toyland. We also need volunteers to with our Red Kettle campaign of ringing the bells. And again, if you want to get more details for volunteer opportunities, that's helping out with Toyland or the Angel Tree program or ringing the bells in front of your favorite store. You can call the office at 540-373-3431 to get more details.
373-3431. Captain Stephen Wilde shared with the Fredericksburg Salvation Army. Again, the big thing that we're going to emphasize over and over again as we talk this morning about the holidays is right now the need for some space for Toyland. 15 to 18,000 square feet of warehouse space is what the Salvation Army is looking for mid-November to mid-December. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We will be right back.
opinions. We've all got them. And we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Captain Stephen Wildish with us, Fredericksburg Salvation Army, in this morning. We're talking about their need for warehouse space. If you can help them out, mid-November to mid-December is when they need the warehouse space for Angel Tree. 373-3431 to get a hold of Captain Wildish. 373-3431. As we were talking just a few minutes ago, I was wondering, because both you and your wife grew up in the Salvation Army. I guess at Christmas time, you know nothing else than bell ringing and Angel Tree and the various programs that the Salvation Army does at Christmas.
That's right. My wife and I, we grew up in the Salvation Army. Both of our parents are ministers in the Salvation Army, and the responsibilities that my wife are doing in the Salvation Army here in Fredericksburg is what, you know, our parents have done throughout the years with them being the Salvation Army, and they're still active in the Salvation Army. They have their own responsibilities. So they're gearing up for Christmas as well. And it's just a never-ending story every year. Every Salvation Army is looking for a warehouse. You know, every Salvation Army is looking for volunteers. Every Salvation Army is trying to get approval to be in front of the stores, the local stores, to ring bells. So anywhere and everywhere there's a Salvation Army, we're all in the same boat together. But yes, we're always looking for a warehouse, and the same thing is here for us here in Fredericksburg. We really need a warehouse. And if you've never seen the Salvation Army's Angel Tree program, which what we call Toyland, the actual warehouse space, we call it Toyland, but the Angel Tree program, the Salvation Army Angel Tree program, if you've never seen that in action, and you would love to volunteer, I really encourage you just to come, even if you can only give, you know, 30 minutes, an hour, however long. I think it'll be great for the community to really see what the Salvation Army does with the Angel Tree program. Because some people, you know, all they do is they donate, and then they adopt an angel off the tree, which is fantastic. We need people to do that. But also, if you would like to come and donate, if you want to volunteer your time at the warehouse and just to see the behind the scenes of what the Salvation Army does, oh, that'd be fantastic. And I think you'll really be in awe if you did that.
You'll get hooked. Like you said, Captain Wildish, you will get hooked. You may say, well, I'll go and look at it and try it out for a half hour. But at the end of that half hour, you're either going to want to stay longer, or you're going to sign up and say, I'll be back tomorrow. Because it really is. Instead of just sitting around and sitting at home, just to get out and have a lot of fun and really see the behind the scenes workings. And you're just amazed by just to see the community in action. Really something.
That's right. Absolutely. But you'll start seeing the angels go on to the angel trees in the various communities, various stores in the community. November 11th, you'll start seeing them. And please adopt an angel, and so we can provide Christmas for children and also senior citizens. It's children that are 12 years of age and younger, and senior citizens. And we're serving about 1,500 individuals this year.
When you take an angel off, all the gifts are real specific. So, I mean, you get sizes, and you get everything specific.
That's right. On the angel, what is there has first name. It has the name, first name, the age, and also the gender. Also, it's very specific on clothing size, you know, pants, shirt, shoes, jacket, very specific sizes. Wishes, which are gifts, and also needs as well. Wish needs and also needs that child may need. And they also may give you, also on the angel, give you some ideas. You know, if they like Dora the Explorer, or they like Frozen, or whatever that may be, it'll get very specific on what that child likes. So if you see a toy that they would like, and they like a certain theme, if it's Sesame Street, and you see that, that'd be perfect for them. So you really have to do much thinking. All you have to do is just pick an angel off the tree or multiple, and then just look at it, and you go shop for the child, and you bring it back to the Salvation Army. It really is a lot of fun. My family, we do it. And my wife and I, we have three kids, and we have a 9, 7, and a 2-year-old. And what we like to do is for each of our child to pick an angel off the tree the same age that they are.
Okay.
And now the 2-year-old, it might be a little difficult, so we'll help her out. But with the other two, the 9 and 7-year-old, they will pick an angel off the tree their age, and then they go shop for that child. And it's a lot of fun just for my kids to do that.
Wow, that really is a great idea. I mean, because it shows your kids. It gives them an indication that and teaches them about needs in the community, and that it's, you know, life is more than just about them.
That's right, absolutely. And and they're able to make a difference in the people in the community they live in.
Yeah, no, just to be able to do that is a great thing, and for families to do that, because I was going to say if you have the means to do it, take multiple angels. And the other thing is, and we talk about this every year, once you buy those gifts and take care of that, bring them to the Salvation Army, get them in so they can they'll end up at the warehouse, because a lot of times I know with some years a lot of the angel trees go out and then they don't come back,
right?
And so then you're wondering, are we going to have to make something up?
Right. I mean, we do run into that. There's a small percentage that we run into where people adopt an angel, but they do not bring the gifts back. But I said that's a very small percentage. The Fredericksburg community does a very good job in bringing that back, and
yeah,
which I really do appreciate the people of Fredericksburg of doing that. But yes, you know, when you adopt an angel and you buy the gifts, just bring them to the Salvation Army. If you're able to do it in the same day, all in the same day, perfect. Bring it back so we can process that, so we can what you buy for that child. And this is the important thing is for people to understand and to know is what you buy for that child goes to that child. It's not mixed up. It doesn't go into one big pot and then mm-hmm. we disperse it to who we think gets what. No, that's not how this is operated. What you buy for the child goes directly to the child.
Boy, and then I guess the other thing is the other component of this, just to be able to talk to your kids or just even yourself, realize that on Christmas morning, those gifts that you bought are under someone's tree, and you have made Christmas for however many angels you took, however many kids that your family bought for.
Oh, absolutely. And one of the neat things about are the angels that you adopt off the tree is there's a little tear-off part. Now, the one part, it gives all the information of what the child, you know, needs.
Yeah.
And the wishes. And we need to keep that ticket so we can know which stuff is which child and whatnot. But then on the top part of the angel, you can tear it off and you can keep it. And it's an angel tree. And a lot of people hang it on their tree like a Christmas ornament as a reminder that they adopted this angel. And when they wake up on Christmas morning and they see that paper angel on their tree, the Salvation Army Angel Tree, you know, tag there, then they'll be reminded that they provided Christmas for a child or multiple children or for a senior citizen. And so we do the same thing in our family. It's a great reminder that we provided Christmas for someone who was in need.
No, I know it's much work as you all put into getting ready and just kind of the nuts and bolts of Christmas that you have to do administratively. I think we've even talked about this, that on Christmas morning, as tired as you may be from everything, there's just the thought of, in this case, you know, around 1,500 kids being able to have a gift at Christmas or two. It's a great feeling. And to know that you, and for those of us who take an angel, to know that we played a part in that, that's pretty cool.
That's right. It really is neat of you know, the process and that you're helping someone who's in need. But the big thing is we need a warehouse. And, you know, you can adopt an angel, we can have all the toys, but we need a place to put it.
Yeah.
We really need a warehouse space. Like I said, we're serving 1,500 individuals. That's a lot of individuals, more this year than it was last year. And we need about 15,000 to 18,000 square foot of warehouse space so we can store all the clothes, the shoes, the jackets, the toys, and the list goes on.
Well, and again, it's for about a month.
Just 1 month, mid-November to mid-December, just 1 month.
So you just hope there's someone out there who hears this morning, and whether you have the space or you may know somebody, to call and say, hey, why don't you give the Salvation Army a call today? And if they do want to call the Salvation Army, who should they call?
They can call and ask for Captain Stephen Wildish at the Salvation Army here in Fredericksburg, 540-373-3431.
So, Salvation Army really in need of a warehouse for Angel Tree. They need the warehouse for about a month. And if you can help, or you know someone that can help, contact them today so they can contact the Salvation Army and get this going. Captain Stephen Wildish here with the Salvation Army. 373-3431 is his number. Get a hold of him today and take care of this warehouse space. And then you and I, all we'll talk about is getting involved with Angel Tree. And we're going to talk about bell ringing when we come back. You said the angels go out November 11th?
November 11th, yes.
So it's all coming up, but again, all of everything we talk about this morning with Angel Tree and all really relies on the warehouse space, because that is where Toyland is, and that's where all this will be organized, and where families and people will come in and pick things up. So 373-3431 to get a hold of the Salvation Army. We need to take a quick break. Town Talk, financed by Deacon Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. More with Captain Wildish when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:31.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deacon Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Captain Stephen Wildish with the Fredericksburg Salvation Army in this morning. Again, the big word that we're trying to get out this morning as we talk about getting ready for Christmas, and we're going to get into bell ringing in a few minutes. But boy, Captain Wildish, I guess the thing that the major thing right now is the warehouse space. You just have to have it to do the kind of things that you do at Christmas.
Yes, absolutely. You know, the last 30 minutes we've been talking, we've been really pressing that the idea that we really need a warehouse. The Salvation Army here in Fredericksburg, we're serving with our Angel Tree program 1,500 individuals. That's children from 12 years of age and younger, and also senior citizens. And the 1,500 individuals this year is more this year than it was last year. So the need is greater, but we need a place to store all the things that we're going to be receiving: all the toys, clothing, shoes, jackets, other things that we will be receiving for the Christmas season, providing Christmas for these individuals. We need warehouse space to store all these things. We need about 15,000 to 18,000 square foot of warehouse space. If you know somebody, or if you're an owner of a warehouse of this size, we really need to use it for 1 month. And if you're willing to allow us to use that, that'd be fantastic. You can call and ask for me, Captain Stephen Wildish. Captain Stephen Wildish at the Salvation Army here in Fredericksburg. The number is 540-373-3431.
And I just, we talk about the great feeling that you get when you buy gifts and just helping out at Christmas or even being involved with the kettles. But what a great feeling to know that if you do have the warehouse space, just to let the Salvation Army use it for that month.
That's right.
It's just, you just can't emphasize right now how important that is to what you're going to do for Christmas. So, and you need to find it soon.
We do. We need to find it soon. Angels, you'll be seeing angels go out in the community November 11th, which means toys and clothing and jackets and et cetera will be coming in as people will be buying gifts and adopting angels and bringing those gifts to us. So shortly after November 11th, we're going to have to go in the warehouse. But obviously, we need to get in there before November 11th so we can get things set up and organized and get the logistics side of things for the warehouse all set up before the gifts start coming in. So we just need it for 1 month, mid-November to mid-December.
373-3431 to get a hold of Captain Wildish today, this morning. Be great if you got into go back to the Salvation Army this morning and you've got a number of phone calls already there waiting for you to the people have heard this and the word has gotten around, because you mentioned it, this community, just we see it over and over and over again where when there are needs and this community steps up like no other.
That's right. My wife and I have been at the Salvation Army here in Fredericksburg we're working on our third year. So this is our third Christmas. And out of the 3 years that we've been here, the Fredericksburg community has really stepped up and they really have provided the things to the Salvation Army so we can provide the needs to the people of the Fredericksburg community. We really do appreciate the support that they have, that this community has on their own community. But we're asking for the community to step up again as we are looking for a warehouse space, 15,000 to 18,000 square foot of warehouse space to store the items for our Christmas Angel Tree program.
373-3431, call Captain Wildish today and get everything worked out, because it'll take, it does take a few days just to get the place, wherever you're going to be, in order and get it ready for the volunteers. And so it's getting mid-November to mid-December is when you need it. And then after that, when all the gifts are out, you move on to something else.
That's right. That's right. So. And so, yeah, we need to get in that warehouse as soon as possible.
373-3431. You mentioned the kettles. That's going to start soon.
Yes, that's going to start soon. It's going to be our first day will be Friday, November 8th, and you'll see us out into the community. And of course, as the season goes, you'll see us everywhere. And so you'll eventually see us at your favorite store. But yes, we are starting kettles Friday, November 8th, which is the second Friday, the second weekend of November, and. And so we're gearing up. We're getting excited for that. But what we need is volunteers for that. And if you're interested in volunteering to ring bells, again, you can call and ask. You call the office at 540-373-3431. And you can ask for Captain Stephen Wildish, or you can ask really anyone in the office when you call that number to get more details about volunteering opportunities for bell ringing, but also for Angel Tree as well.
Well, we talked about Angel Tree and the things you can do, especially your great story about getting your kids involved. Same thing with bells. If you've got kids, sign up for bells and take them along with you. Or even better yet is, I know that it helps you out if you get a group get a Sunday school class or a group from work or bunch of neighbors, or just get a group of your friends together and be able to split it up and take 5 or 6 hours at a time.
That's right. You could split it up. And, eight is not a very big number. Eight is a very small number.
Yeah.
Which eight is an individual. So you get eight people who take an hour. That's 8 hours. That is fantastic. Eight hours at one location is fantastic. So if you have a Sunday school group, or if you have eight in your family, or whatnot, you could break things up, and you can do an hour at a time, and just find eight people, you and seven more people that you know, and or however that may be, but your family or whatnot, I know, like I mentioned with Angel Tree, with my kids do the same thing at the bell ringing. And, you know, I give my kids a bell and they just go at it.
Yes, they do.
And they just love ringing that bell. And I know my two-year-old, she'll eventually get, you know, she's at the age where she can really get to that. And she'll start ringing that bell as well. And but the kids have a good time. I can speak for my kids. My kids have a great time ringing the bell. And it's a great family outing, getting out to the community and also supporting your community as well.
Yeah. Oh, when my kids were younger and we did it, we have great memories of going out there and doing it in some of the coldest weather. I just didn't think I could stand it all. But kids, they don't mind. I mean, you give them a bell and it can be 15 degrees and they're there and they're ringing it and they're just having a good time.
That's right. They are just having a good time. And I've been out there. I think the coldest weather I've been in was 12 degrees, but the wind was blowing and it felt like it was 1 or 2 degrees.
Yeah.
And which that is cold. And but I was ringing that bell and I have to say it was cold out there. But also, you know, I really didn't think much about the cold because, you know, I would have quick conversations with people as they're going to the store because it was cold for them too, and which made the time go by quickly.
Well, you and I can remember a couple of times where you and I have done interviews in front of the front door over at the Central Park Walmart, and boy, it's been cold, and you've had this big official. I guess they give you a nice, good, heavy Salvation Army jacket to wear in cold weather like that because you were bundled up, but. You were out there ringing.
Yeah, that's right. I was out there ringing. But don't be discouraged by cold weather. There's also some great weather in the month of November and December as well. And I love to ring bells in warm weather. I mean, the temperature today is great. But our kettle season will begin November 8th, the second weekend in November, going through December 24th. And so we need volunteers to help ring bells to raise money for the Salvation Army, because the money that is raised in those kettles for the Salvation Army here in Fredericksburg, it goes to support the Salvation Army programs all year round.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is really the only fundraising opportunity that the Salvation Army has. We may do little things here and there, but the big fundraising, this is the only one we have. So the money that we raise in these kettles help operate all of our programs year round, 12 months out of the year. And our goal this year is $175,000. That is a lot. And that's how much it takes to run the Salvation Army here in Fredericksburg with all the programs that we have. And we have a lot of programs. We have our social services program where we help those who are in need in financial crisis with utility assistance and food pantry and other needs in our social services. We also have children programs. We help teach kids how to play music, play an instrument from brass to percussion to piano. We have a drama, a dance class, and guitar class. We teach kids how to play. No cost to the families, which is important. The funds that we raise in our kettles help pay for that. We also feed them dinner as well. And we also have character building programs for children as well, from first grade to 12th grade. Same thing for our music program, first grade to 12th grade. And we also provide dinner for them as well. And again, the program is no charge for the families that come. And we give them leadership skills. We help teach them leadership skills and things of that nature for that. And there's a lot of other programs that the Salvation Army in Fredericksburg does. And the funds that we raise in our kettles help support those programs.
Again, if you want to volunteer for the to be a kettle ringer, 373-3431 to get a hold of Captain Wildish with the Fredericksburg Salvation Army, 373-3431. And again, if you've never done it, bell ringing is just really something that especially like you say, if you've got a Bible study group And you talk about in any kind of situation, just maybe people at work too. For everybody wants to do these team building kind of things. This is the greatest. This is really a great one where everybody can get involved because you're really helping the community.
Yes, absolutely. Get a group together and come ring bells because, like I mentioned, with all of our programs. It helps support our programs all year round, and our goal is $185,000. $185,000 this year, and which is a large number. And like I said, it goes to support our programs year round.
I can remember a few years ago, one of the previous captain to you saying to me over the summer when we did a show and we're talking about Camp Happy Land. Over by Culpeper, and them saying, you know, we're able to send these kids because of the money that we got through the kettles at Christmas time.
That's right. That's another outlet that the Salvation Army has that we help provide for kids in this community. Is we do send kids to the Salvation Army camp, which is Camp Happy Land. And this past summer, we sent about roughly 115 kids, roughly this summer. And which that's a lot of kids, and you know that's a good money amount of sending those kids. And so, but when you donate to the Red Kettle, it goes to support the programs that we provide in Fredericksburg, the Salvation Army programs. And you know, it doesn't matter if you put a penny in there or $100 bill in there. You know, everything helps. And you know, for those who think, all I have is two pennies in my pocket. Mm-hmm. That's okay. That will go and help, support these programs because it all adds up.
And it's all local.
The money that is raised in Fredericksburg stays in Fredericksburg for the Salvation Army.
Captain Stephen Wildy, sure. When we come back, we're going to talk again about the warehouse space. There is a need, a great need for warehouse space. Mid-November to mid-December is when the warehouse space is needed. 373-3431 to get a hold of Captain Wildish today and to talk about maybe you know of someone or you have some warehouse space and can help them right now. They need like 15 to 18,000 square feet of warehouse space. We'll talk about all of that and wrap this up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA Town Talk, financed by Deacon Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deacon Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Captain Stephen Wildish here with the Fredericksburg Salvation Army. Before we get off of kettles just for a second, Captain Wildish, and we'll conclude again by talking about the need for warehouse space. The other advantage of having me get a group together and we're all out there and for a number of hours, the longer we can be out there is that you've got more kettles than out in the community, and people are able to give, and you're able to reach that goal.
That's right. We are looking for people who can, give a lot of hours, working there. Whether it's an individual, we've had some individuals, God bless them for doing it, but they're out there from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Wow.
And yeah, it's crazy. And for those who, want to be that Ironman, that all day thing.
Yeah.
You're welcome to, but you don't have to be the bell ringer hero, but you can just get a small group. Like I said, eight people is a good number. That's 8 hours.
Yeah.
Each of you take an hour, or if it's five of you of doing, maybe an hour and a half to 2 hours. That'd be great. But we need volunteers, because like I said, we're trying to raise money for the Salvation Army that support our programs all year round, 12 months out of the year. Our goal is $185,000 this year to support the Salvation Army programs here in Fredericksburg. The money is raised in Fredericksburg, stays in Fredericksburg, and we need volunteers because the more volunteers we have, the more net we can receive of our $185,000 goal, and so we can provide more services to the people in the Fredericksburg community.
I remember a few years ago, I did the giant over on Hilltop Plaza, and it was a mid morning into like early afternoon, and it was fairly slow. And I remember saying to the captain at the time, I felt like I wish we could have gotten more. And I remember him saying, you know what, if you hadn't been there, that there would have been no kettle out. And so, you know, anybody that can be there at a kettle, no matter what they get, it's helping us.
That's right, absolutely. And you know, if we have somebody if we have a volunteer at a kettle location, you know, the thought is, this is a place that would be completely empty. There would be no Salvation Army kettle here for that particular day. And so, you know, if you're only able to give even a couple of hours, that's okay. That's a couple of hours that we were able to have a kettle there. And that is one step closer to get to our $185,000 goal for this year to support the Salvation Army's programs all year round.
Before we get out of here, and we've only got just a minute and a half or so, but again, the real need for a warehouse space for the Salvation Army.
Yes, we need a warehouse space, 15,000, 18,000 square foot of warehouse space, where we are serving about 1,500 individuals this year for our Angel Tree program, from children from 12 years of age and younger and senior citizens. Angels, you'll start seeing angels out in the community going out November 11th. And you can call the number, the 540-373-3431, to find out the Angel Tree locations that are going to be at this year. But we need a warehouse space so we can store all of those Angel Tree items.
I just know there's somebody out there, and I just hope that you get back to the office and you hear from that person, because there really is the need. And having seen what Angel Tree does, and just the vast needs in this community, this is a great thing. And hopefully somebody can step forward real soon. And you just need the warehouse from mid-November to mid-December.
That's right, just 1 month. And but I hope so too, Ted. I hope when I get back to the office here in a few minutes that there's a message waiting for me, or an email or something. And but yes, that's what we need. We need a warehouse space to support the Angel Tree program here in Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Captain Welch, it's always great to have you here. I look forward to again working again this Christmas with you. We will hear from you a number of times, and just to see you and watch your bell ringing and talk with you. Thanks for what you do. 373-3431. Again, the warehouse space is what we need. Thank you.
Thank you, Ted.
That's it for Town Talk. See you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.